Okay, this is Fish and Frank. We got a little radio fishing, and we're going to get a little bit of a fishing report with Captain Mike Myers. Howdy doody, Mikey.
How's it going?
Oh, just peachy, dandy, keen. Pretty much you can't think of an adjective that ain't all good.
There you go.
We missed you at the boat show this last weekend. I thought you'd stop by.
I had full plans on it, but had something come up at the hospital, because you guys know I'm a nurse also, and I work weekends. And that kind of pulled me away from life for a few days, unfortunately. Mm. But I regret it. I wanted to be at that boat show so bad. That is something I look forward to every year, and that's the first time I missed it.
Yeah. So, oh, well, things happen.
Yeah. I do.
So, what's going on out in the wide world of fish? Anything out there?
Well, my trips yesterday and this morning were phenomenal. Out on the beach is where I've been kind of staying early on my trips. I go out there, and the sheephead bite is literally off the chain right this minute. I think I fished for only an hour last night on my afternoon trip, and we put 20 in the boat in an hour between three guys. And when they weren't even really trying that hard. I was trying to teach them how to stop jerking so hard on the rod to set the hook.
You know, there's a really good way to do that. You take a piece of string, tie it to a treble hook, tie one end to the fishing pole, and put the treble hook in the crotch of their pants.
That would definitely stop something. I don't know if my insurance would cover that. But
that's sick, and that's just bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad.
Set to go! They only do it once.
At that point. that sheephead bite is off the chain. Like I said, it's really, last week it started to pick up real good, and this morning's trip I had a couple older folks out on the boat, and I was just using jig heads. I'm throwing jig heads down with a shrimp, pinch the tail off, thread the shrimp backwards so that the hook comes out where the legs would be from the tail end going forward, drop it down there. You know, it's beautiful weather, so there's really no current out there. There's no wind pushing you too fast, and the jig head is deadly. It's just absolutely deadly on those fish. If you feel that tink, 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 just lift up on the rod tip a little bit. Don't jerk it. No bill dancing it out there. And as soon as that rod tip bends a little bit, start reeling. The hook is pretty much every fish you start feeling.
All right. Now, what size jig head do you use? Half ounce, quarter ounce, three quarter, 2 ounce? What are we losing?
I prefer a quarter ounce. I prefer a quarter ounce for almost everything. I mean, they make every different size you can.
Right.
I'm a tease tackle, you know, freak when it comes to jig heads. So,
I know Larry yeah. appreciates that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I went by early this morning and got some from him, so I was running super, super low, and these things are deadly, and they got great hooks on them. They don't bend at all. Some of the hooks out there, you know, there's really expensive ones that don't bend also, but they're really expensive. His just seem to do the best around our areas, so for me, at least. And they're sharp, and they don't bend, and, you know, but she said that's pretty important.
Now, is there a color that lights you up on those jig heads, one better than the other?
Red and silver. You know, just the plain lead color and red. Those are my absolute two favorite colors. Always have been since I was a kid.
Everything you're talking about is happening, like, out close to shore along the reefs and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mary's, Novak, all the artificial reefs that are on everybody's map, on everybody's
anything
GPS
within that
machine.
10 mile range.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're 3 to 5 miles is about as far as I'm going at all.
Very
you know,
cool.
Obviously I've got some special spots that I go to also, but the last 2 days I've been fishing the artificial reefs that are on everybody's GPS.
Now you're using the jig head, and I apologize, I was trying to type while you were talking. What were you using for bait on there, shrimp or squid?
Straight up shrimp. I don't do very well with sheephead, but squid, I end up only catching grunts or snapper or pinfish. There's a lot of pinfish out there right now also off the beach. So when you put the shrimp on there, you definitely have a lot, lot better chance of getting the sheephead to bite. So
now, here's the one weird thing. Are you seeing the monster pinfish we're hearing about? I'm hearing about in the canals schools of pinfish going by that are 8 to 12 inches long.
Yes, You know, there's a lot of those over in Catfish Creek. There's a couple little places in Catfish Creek where the water gets real deep on those back edges.
Yeah.
Along the mangrove shoreline. When I say deep, it gets 4, 5, 6 foot. And each side of the canal is only, you know, 6 inches. So there's a ton of those in there. There's a lot of sheephead in there, too, and a lot of small, very small snapper, not no keeper size ones. But there's some decent sheephead back in there, too.
What's amazing is how many people are starting to fillet the pinfish. This year I've had more people showing me the pinfish, and they're going, oh, yeah, we filleted them out. They were great.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know what they were, but they figured they were edible. They actually flayed them out and then called me and says, is this legal? Is this edible? Probably a question before you flay them and ate them, you know, or get ready to eat them. But, you know, yeah, there's no size or bag limit on pinfish, obviously. So,
Or squirrel fish.
Yeah, or squirrel fish. Yeah, Robert's writing an article about squirrel fish this week. I mean, it's becoming the new saltwater. You know, up north they catch those yellow perch, and it's about the same size.
Now, I've had the yellow perch up north, and I've had squirrel fish, and the yellow perch are great. They really are, but I will put up a squirrel fish next to one any day of the week.
Well, you know,
they're that good.
Be careful, because them dar's fighting words when you get into the Ohio stuff and up there, you know, they just... They take that pretty serious up there. I know my dad, he was big into, you know, the perch up there when we were in Wisconsin. I mean, that was one of his mainstays. They didn't hardly take much food up, hoping they took a little bit. We had a houseboat up on a chain of lakes, and we would go up and spend weekends on the houseboats. And that was what you ate when you went up there for dinner.
Yeah. I was in Canada a couple of years back doing some musky fishing, and they fed me a whole bunch of those. And I was impressed. I do got to say, I was not much impressed by the size or anything like that.
No.
There were five of them, but the eating was pretty good.
Well, coming back into the Gulf, any kind of general idea, anything else going on here?
There are quite a few cobia. The cobia are also on the same wrecks that the sheephead were on. You know, if I keep saying sheeps, Josh always yells at me and Robert always yells at me about saying it wrong on the radio show, so... I'm trying to pronounce that right if it sounds funny coming out.
Well, you are on there's Radio Waterline Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, 92.9 FM.
Yeah, they hear you on the other week, too.
Well, they don't want to do that. They, you know, people are tired of my old grungy self, you know, but, you know, you guys are all fresh and fiery and stuff. So
yeah, but you got more knowledge.
Yes, I am the old man of the mountain. I sit there weathered and gnarled, and people climb the hills of, you know, the mountains of I-75. I sit on top of the overpass. You know.
Yeah, it's funny because I have to tell people on the boat all the time. They ask me about you. Like, is he really that faulty and crotchety? I just tell them, yeah.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Nah.
Except for this last week. I was having so much fun with those fishing, the simulators this last week. I mean, so many cool people came out. We just had a blast with them all you know, during the whole Charlotte County Boat Show. I got two or three charity events asked me to come and do them. I'm supposed to be getting to find out where and when those are going to be. But, you know, we do it for free. We don't charge people. We just let them have fun. But back to the fishing. Yeah, back to the fishing. What's going on? Have you been inside at all?
Yeah, I've been doing most of my trips. I'm doing the first couple hours out on the beaches, getting the sheephead out of the way, you know, catching whatever else we can, hopefully catch a, you know, there's barracuda, there's all kinds of stuff out there. But then I usually run in and finish the trip on the inside. Obviously, I love throwing soft plastics. And I've been kind of saying this for the last 2 weeks on our show. If you just want to bend the rod, you know, if you're not out there, you know, trophy seeking, and you just want to have a great day on the water, take some soft plastics, take your favorite hard bait, take any kind of bait that you could actually imagine, and go ahead and throw it on any grass flat that you can throw it on. And there are just an absolute ton of trout, bluefish, ladyfish, I mean, just everything is on those flats right now. Jack. And even today, I had a couple of a little bit older folks on the boat, and I taught them how to throw those soft plastics in about 5 minutes. The lady, I don't think she's ever going to throw anything else. She told me she hates shrimp now on a popping cork. All she wants to do is throw soft plastics forever. So the rod bent almost every time she threw it.
All right, Mike, before I forget, what's your telephone number?
941-416-8047. And you can also reach me at RealShark, RealShark, at .com, RealShark.com.
Okay. So, anyway, I hear you're kind of busy, so I'm going to let you go. We just need to get a little fishing report. I appreciate the thing. It'll be up on the air here in just a few minutes. Any last words before you fade into the cyber realm here?
Well, folks, go out there and catch some fish, but please leave me some because I need them for tomorrow.
Okay, you got another charter tomorrow, huh? All right. Well, you have a good one, Mike. Thank you very much. And that is Captain Mike Myers and Real Shark, right?
Real Shark, yep.
Okay. And thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you.